Angela.
Before we show you each of these steps in more detail, here's a brief illustration from a film with which you're likely familiar. After the war is over in Gone with the Wind, Scarlett O'Hara realizes that she won't be able to hang on to Tara unless she has some money. Catalyst. Deciding that the best possible source of money will be Rhett Butler, but at the same time certain that he mustn't see how destitute she's become. Conflict. Scarlett storms from room to room in her patched dress, searching the few things left for something to help her out of her dilemma. Rising action. Then she spots her mother's green velvet curtains, gets that familiar twinkle in her eye, and begins to yank them down. Climax. This scene's denouement actually begins the next scene, as we see Scarlett strutting along a city boardwalk in a lovely green velvet dress. Catalyst, conflict, rising action, climax, denouement. These are the tools you can use to create living, lively scenes. We call the movement among these elements the story arc. Successful story arcs plant expectations in the reader and then satisfy them, creating one of the core pleasures of narrative.